What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And as I mentioned before we did the break, a very troubling story coming out of Investment Watch blog, where apparently the federal government is showing hiring preference to foreign students over American students. And apparently some 350,000 foreign students have been given jobs by the federal government, while the American students are basically struggling with that student loan debt. It doesn't sound like a very fair policy to me, or a very well thought out policy. Okay, now, we have been talking about the History Channel series, four-part, America's War on Drugs. And I haven't checked the listings to see if it's going to repeat on History Channel, but it is available at History Channel's webpage for the show, the four episodes. Now, the first two you can just watch. To see the second and the third one, you have to identify your local PBS provider. And if you don't have cable TV, or if you've got basic cable, which doesn't include PBS, apparently there's some difficulty, which is keeping people from looking at the last two. But there is a page over at YouTube, which has all four episodes available as a pay-per-view for about $2 each. And you also need to be very careful. Somebody has been putting up the full episodes of America's War on Drugs on YouTube, and it's a trailer. It's advertised as full episode. It's a little trailer, and then inside that page, you click a link to go see the full episode on another server. The problem is you're opening yourself up to a malware attack if you do that. And let's be fair. History Channel did a really good job on this show. You know, watch it the legitimate ways. You know, on cable TV, on the pay-per-view, on History Channel's website. But you should watch it. You really should watch it. And a lot of people have been digging out all these other documentaries that have been going on over the years about the same topic. But America's War on Drugs is getting a huge amount of press. It's getting a huge amount of attention. And it should. Every single American needs to look at this show and just wake up and face up to the true nature of the government that is running this country. And then all of a sudden, a lot of what's been going on is going to start making a lot of sense. And apparently the CIA has not really learned anything from its past embarrassments. Apparently, a CIA agent was charged this week for running a massive drug smuggling operation out of North Carolina. Now, there is no indication that this is in any way sanctioned, but obviously this CIA agent had access to information that allowed him to do what he was doing, and apparently he was running a marijuana smuggling operation. That not only included trips down to Mexico, but apparently he had this airplane and was flying out to states where marijuana is now legal. And if you buy marijuana in those states, it's clearly marked not for transport outside the state, not for redistribution. And he was loading up the plane with that and flying it back to North Carolina. And he was arrested along with the two other people. Brian Rye and Carl Rye of Columbia, South Carolina. Here's where it gets really kind of sad. This CIA agent, James Dennis Smith, is a decorated U.S. Navy SEAL. Apparently, he won the Bronze Star in Iraq and a Special Operations Medic of the Year award. So, it's sad to see. It's really sad to see. Now, let's get on over to Britain, back to Britain here in the Grenfell Tower. Police are now considering manslaughter charges for this fire. because apparently the cladding that was used was illegal to use on tall buildings, and it did fail safety tests. It had failed fire safety tests. And so now they're looking at manslaughter charges against this private company that had renovated the building, which may explain why the boss of the company just resigned, maybe heading to someplace without extradition, even as we speak here. And it seems the damage is even worse than anybody thought, because apparently, even though the building was renovated, it still had the original asbestos insulation inside from when it was built. And when it was built, it was legal to use asbestos as insulation. The same thing with the World Trade Towers. They were loaded with asbestos. And apparently, during the fire, asbestos basically blew all over the neighborhood. And now all those people are having to deal with a cleanup and the risk of mesothelioma or various other respiratory diseases. So, just absurd. And it was all done just to save a few bucks. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Mexico is now officially the second most violent country in the world. I'm not exactly sure which is the first. But apparently, there's a survey down there showing that the country had 2,186 murders in 31 days in May. The month of May, they had 2,186 murders. Here is where it gets interesting. Mexico has very strict gun control, and it's often cited as a model for the United States. Now, the Mexican Constitution grants a right to arms, but the right is deemed valid only in your own home. You're allowed to have a firearm in your own home. You're not allowed to carry it outside. Even then, the police largely ignore that, and they will confiscate firearms from the home. So you can see why the gun grabbers here in the U.S. think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And maybe that's why those Mexican drug cartels came up to the United States to get guns from the Fast and Furious program. And that whole Fast and Furious program was just absurd. And again, back to America's war on drugs. You have a government that is out there publicly saying we oppose the use of drugs, just say no, drugs are bad for you. And then you find out that same government is actually the biggest drug smuggler in the country. Well, we have a similar situation here where you have a government that is out there saying you have no need for guns, especially military-style assault rifles. At the same time, that exact same government was giving that kind of weapon to the Mexican drug cartels at taxpayer expense. So maybe we need a new rule. Whatever the government says they're opposed to, they're actually up to their neck doing it. Simple rule of thumb, I would think. Now, a caller mentioned this yesterday on the show, but we're going to get into it here. Apparently, there was, in fact, a mass arrest out in Hollywood. 238 people arrested in this pedophile ring bust. And when I was in Hollywood, I knew this sort of thing was going on. I didn't know the scale. But the arrests included major Hollywood players, politicians, white-collar professionals, a monk, and other high-ranking clergy members. And they're hinting that some of the arrested Hollywood people are household names, but they're not going to release them, at least not yet. And I've heard that the studio lawyers are already out there saying, oh, they've got to have a right to privacy, destroy their career, excessive hardship, and so forth and so on. Well, I'm sorry, if you were actually engaged in this stuff, I certainly think your neighbors have a right to know. Especially those neighbors who have small children. And apparently, some of the children who were being victimized by these people ran as young as 6 years old. I absolutely cannot fathom what is going on here. And I'm not really all that interested in learning. And I'm a very easygoing guy on a lot of things. And I was a wild child in my youth. you know. But when it comes to little kids, some very primal paternal instincts kick in. Very protective. And I'm not ashamed to say it. And I'm sure somewhere out there, there's somebody who thinks, what is it, the Man-Boy Love Association, whatever that group is saying, oh, you're just being closed-minded and antiquated. Okay, I'll be closed-minded and antiquated. This is just my opinion. You know, small children are for helping them to grow up, teaching them music, dance, especially science, and so forth and so on. You don't do this kind of thing to them. You don't steal away their childhood, their innocence. And like I said, when I worked in Hollywood, I knew some of this stuff was going on, but not on this scale. I hope they release the names. I think they should release the names. I think if you engage in this kind of behavior, that your career should be ruined. Of course, their studios aren't thinking about the careers of these people who got arrested. They're thinking about the royalties on the TV shows and movies that they've made. And let's see, what was it? I can't remember the actor's name. He played the father in Mom and Dad Save the Earth, and then he was also in Amadeus, and he got caught up in one of these scandals, and that was kind of the end of his career. I'll tell you the one thing I didn't agree with. Let's see, Quigley Down Under, the guy who starred in that. Claire, who starred in Quigley Down Under? Tom Selleck? Tom Selleck, yeah. When there was a gay pride group who found out Tom Selleck is gay. And Tom Selleck, to the best of my knowledge, you know, he keeps his life private and he doesn't go out grabbing kitties or anything like that. And they outed him because they said, we have to have a gay hero. And, of course, it caused a lot of harm to Tom Selleck's career. He's still around, but I didn't agree with that. I actually went out and I bought a couple of copies of Quigley Down Under. I really like that movie, mostly because I'm a black powder shooting enthusiast. All right, I've wandered around enough here. Let's grab a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Aloha. Listen, I just want to change the subject a little bit and make a quick comment.
Yeah.
You mentioned a few times that if World War III starts, Hawaii is going to be a target. What about
yes.
us in Puerto Rico? Will Puerto Rico be a target, being the territory?
I would say less so. The reason Hawaii is a target is because it is U.S. power projection in this part of the Pacific, and all of the communications for the Pacific military assets route through Pearl Harbor. And, yes, they can be rerouted to airborne assets like the Tacomo planes and satellites, but it would create a logistics nightmare. Plus, we have the dry docks and other support facilities here, and those not being available would put added stress on the remaining facilities in places like Guam and Japan. So, yeah, we are very concerned that if we get into a shooting war with Russia and or China, that we could come under attack. And Russia and China's nuclear bombs, if they explode one over Pearl Harbor, Claire and I just won't be here anymore. Now, a more optimistic view of this would be that Russia would like to have those naval assets, the dry docks and the harbor, intact, and so they might take out the communication buildings with cruise missiles and try and simply invade and capture the island. During World War II, following the attack on Pearl Harbor, this island was heavily fortified out of concern that Japan was going to invade and capture it on its way to the American West Coast. Of course, once the world was over and people got to look at the Japanese military records, they discovered that Japan never had an intention of invading Hawaii or even attacking the West Coast. They just wanted command of their part of the Pacific Ocean. So these things happen. But if you go around this island today, you can still find all these pillboxes and all these military tunnels and all this stuff along the coastline.
So Puerto Rico is a little bit safer.
I would say, well, militarily, they're much less important.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here. Okay. Speaking of the military, as it turns out, A federal appeals court has now ruled that crew members of the USS Reagan can sue the Japanese company TEPCO over exposure to the radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster because apparently some of the sailors are, in fact, suffering illnesses. The reason the court said they could go ahead was that TEPCO misrepresented the radiation levels in the surrounding air and water. In other words, they understated them. And we know that happened because I remember right after the whole thing blew up and they came out with this insane amount of radioactivity and everybody said, this is serious. And then 24 hours later, they said, oh, we got to take a zero off it. It was a calculator error. Really, it's not all that bad. And everybody was saying, sure, we believe that. And we already knew they were lying because if you remember that iconic photo of the roof blowing off of one of the reactor buildings and there's cloud overhead that's the sickly yellow-green, and TEPCO said it was just a hydrogen gas explosion. Well, when hydrogen burns or explodes, it produces water vapor, which is white. And as it turns out, that sickly yellow-green matches the exact same color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we knew they were fibbing all along on that one. Let's see. Here we go. All right. Getting some puzzling emails. All right, let's talk about computers. There's a big growing problem with malvertising. Criminals that will set up companies as fronts that appear to be selling actual products and services, and then they will go to websites and they'll say, we want to advertise. And when you click on the link, they deliver the ransomware. And apparently the ransomware that attacked the University College of London last week was spread through a malvertising campaign. And it's now been tracked back to a group called AdGolus, and they were using malware-tainted online ads. And these are a type called zero-click required, meaning if you just simply visit the page, you're infected by the malware. You don't actually have to click on that link itself. Everybody knows that the big push now is the Internet of Things, where everything in your house is going to be connected over Wi-Fi and talk to each other and plot your downfall or whatever it is that they're going to be doing over there. But it's turning out now, researchers are saying about half of all these new smart household gadgets, according to which, with a question mark, they're vulnerable to attack by criminals over the Internet, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, if they can get that close. And they could cause damage. They could simply harass you by turning things on and off remotely. For example, turning on your burglar alarm at 1 o'clock in the morning, night after night after night. I really think this saturation in cyber technology is not only excessive, it's actually making us more vulnerable because these systems are not secure. And part of the reasons these systems are not secure is because the government has mandated they all have back doors for the government's convenience. And then the back doors get on out, the tools get on out, and the cyber criminals are using them. Now, there's a new malware out there that is also based on some of the NSA leaked cyber tools. And this one is very hard to detect. The good news is you may not realize you're infected if you are. And I'll tell you what it does when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call here. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike, I missed the last minute or two, so I don't know if you mentioned it, but I contacted a friend of mine who was listening to your show over the internet. I was listening in over my call-in line, on the telephone. And when you were talking about the Hollywood pedophile story, it went dead air on the radio, on my phone. And my friend listening to you on the internet said she thought it was her computer, but yeah, it went dead on there too. So all of that whole story was blocked out. It was blocked out.
Oh, that's kind of weird there. And I'm hearing from the control room there was some kind of equipment malfunction at that point. And I even got other emails saying that there was a problem. Okay, so let's see if I can get back to that. Here it is. Major Hollywood pedophile bust here. And apparently it really did happen. And 238 people have been arrested in this sweep across Los Angeles. And the arrests included major Hollywood players. They're described as household names. The names are still being withheld. They got politicians, white-collar professionals, a monk, and other high-ranking clergy members. Again, when I worked in Hollywood, I knew this sort of stuff was going on out there somewhere, but I never dreamed it was on a scale like this at all. And it's not just Hollywood. I'm looking at this other story somebody just sent me, where apparently over in Kentucky, a former county district judge is facing 20 felony charges and two misdemeanors involving sex trafficking of minors between 2010 and 2017. This guy is 70 years old, and apparently he just decided this was a business he wanted to go into. And it's absurd. And to show you how absurd it is, apparently Bill Cosby is now planning a nationwide tour to teach young boys about the dangers of sexual allegations. And I don't know if it's an attempt to get his career back, or he's actually going to be out there teaching young boys about, don't make the mistakes I made when you're out there. But it is really absurd. Are you still there? Okay, apparently not. We're going to switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have something to say about Crosby, but that's not why I called. So let me just stick to what I was going to say.
Okay.
I've been having your show cut off. Maybe I might hear 50 minutes of it. Thursday, I think I heard 30 minutes of it. And I just started getting really angry. So I called this show. The guy gave the number of the show. This man, whatever the show was, it was some, I won't mention names, but he sounded like he was broadcasting from his kitchen table. It just had a real bad audio and everything. And I was standing up for you in this show, and I told him about your popularity, your website, and he didn't really know what hit him, I don't think, at first. But he was pirating your time slot, and I asked him, why are you interrupting? This is, and he got indignant, like I'm blaming him. I said, no, this is for your listeners.
Oh, okay.
So they can know.
Hang on, we have to back up here a little bit. What do you mean he's pirating my time slot? You're not talking about RBN, or you're talking about Bam User?
No, this was like a little. Usually, it's someone else that interrupts this time slot here in Central Texas. But this was a different one. This was some little. It didn't have any merit to it, and the thing is, it was.
Okay,
it was.
You missed my question. Where are you hearing my show from? Is it like a local AM broadcaster or Part 15?
Well, it's on a regular digital radio, and
okay.
it's your broadcasting network. You know, your public broad. What is it called?
RBN.
Yeah, RBN. Yeah,
okay.
Public Broadcasting Network. This was a different network, and he became indignant, and I said, no, this is for your listeners, that we should be in the same camp and not knocking each other off the air.
Sherry, stay on the line. We got to do 4 minutes of commercials, and then we'll come back. I'd kind of like to sort out exactly what's going on. I don't have a clear picture of what's happening.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with Sherry in Texas. And Sherry, I kind of want to back up and take this step by step because, to be very honest, I can't figure out exactly what happened. So just check me on this. You're listening to my show on RBN, live broadcast or replay?
Live broadcast yesterday, right before the guest came on, you came. I'm on 104.9 FM in South Central Texas. 104.9 FM.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find another way to find you. I don't want to live without this show. It's, well, anyway.
Let me explain something. When we're carried by on-air affiliates, and thank you for letting me know that we have that one there in Texas, they have the option on whether to carry 1, 2, or all 3 hours of my program or any of the program they're getting from RBN. And a lot of our on-air affiliates don't carry the full 3 hours. That is a huge block of time in a broadcast rotation. And that's why I try and get all the headline news up in the first hour. If you really want to hear all 3 hours, then going to RBN and getting the streaming player would definitely be the way to go. And I hope you didn't give the person at that FM station too much grief, because they could just decide they're going to get rid of my show rather than deal with irate fans.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah. the thing that got me when you're talking about technology is that I had my, you know, every so after I hung up, I talked to him about it and all this, and I hung up. I noticed I hit, just to make sure I still had a dial tone, I hit speaker. It was an open line. I could hear everything that was going on in the house. Turned it off every so often, got on with things. I'd hit that speaker. Again, it was I was cut off from using my phone. This was my punishment or something.
Well,
but
I don't think it was punishment.
Technology.
I think it was just being sloppy, because obviously he's losing a phone line in the process as well. So I wouldn't
He went off the air, yeah.
Okay.
He went off the air when I called the police. And they've heard from me before. I have a good report with
okay.
the police.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
But there's a thing with AT&T that they want to get out of this nationwide mandate to run landline phones. And the people that have Frontier, which covers rural areas where I live, and for people with landlines, they kind of support it. And I'm panicking here. Abe Starr, director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, said he opposes this because he wants to see more consumer protection, and he wants to see a competition and public safety, and so he's not really happy with this SB 1381 bill because he says it fails to meet these standards. And I have a little cell phone for when I go to town, and I never turn it on. I might text my son, call me, have news, or something. So he'll call me on my landline. I don't have to pay for that because I have local calling. And I can talk to you, and I don't have to pay for it because of my landline, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do have other callers
sure.
waiting on the line here right now. But, AT&T, you know, deploying and then maintaining landlines is very, very expensive. And the business model for a lot of these largest providers now is to assume that everybody's going to have a cell phone and not bother with a landline phone. And, in fact, the trend has been downward for people to actually have an installed landline phone. We have one here, and the only time we ever use it is if the cell service goes out, and we keep it around for safety reasons. Anyway, I wish you good luck with your political efforts there, and thank you for the information about the broadcaster. But again, when an on-air affiliate carries the show, it's up to them how much of it they want to use, and I hope that you didn't leave this guy too angry.
No, I don't think I did, but thank you for that information. That really helps explain it for me.
Okay.
And so I won't be so frustrated. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry if you've already covered this earlier. I was just getting home a little while ago. Apparently, I guess a Canadian had made like a record distance kill shot in Iraq when the Canadian forces that are over there weren't supposed to even be in direct contact. Do you think that puts a bullseye in place of the maple leaf on the flag for Canada?
Well, then they would look like the Target department stores.
You're absolutely right. We're not even supposed to be in any combat over there.
Oh, come on. All the governments are lying about where our troops are and everything. I mean, look how many times we Americans were told there's no boots on the ground or they're only advisors. And then, of course, we wind up in a full-blown war. Now, knowing what the previous record sniper shot was, I think it's safe to say that the Canadian forces may not actually have been in contact with the opposing forces, because we're probably talking about a pretty fair distance if he's set a new record.
Apparently it was 3.5 kilometers.
Yeah, I would say they were not in actual contact at the time, but it was still a reckless thing to do, because now the Canadians who are there, they're certainly going to be targeted.
Yeah, there's a bullseye on them. And also at the same time, people should realize that as our technology gets better and better in manufacturing, obviously these sort of long-range weapons will get more and more accurate as mm-hmm. well.
Well, so, the latest thing they're working on, are guided bullets that will actually home in on a laser beam. So you'll just put a laser designator on your target and fire the gun in that general direction, the bullet will actually maneuver itself to hit the target. And my guess is there's probably a thermocouple in the base of the bullet where the heat that is generated by the propellant firing it heats it up enough to where it generates enough electricity to get it to the target, because we're only talking of a few seconds that it has to operate.
Yeah, that's insane. It's just, obviously you're used to this sort of thing because of the country you live in, but
I think
we're just being lied to, and it's ridiculous. Yes. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and people need to get angry. We wouldn't accept lying by our significant others. We wouldn't accept being lied to by our friends or our coworkers. Why is it we're supposed to just go along with being lied to by the government when, in theory, they're supposed to be working for us anyway? They're our employees. And I think any
exactly.
normal boss who catches an employee lying to him is going to fire that employee on the spot.
Yep, exactly. I feel the exact same way. They are our employees.
Yep.
And they work for the private sector. All civil servants are the private sector's employees because they do the work in our stead that we won't or can't because we have other things to do, like, paying taxes. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the thing. We're going to call in Holly in Springfield, Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I know that someone else out there must be thinking this, but there's something about the Hollywood story that I don't get. I used to be a public defender, and we had a judge arrested in our jurisdiction. And as far as I know, that was immediately front page news, and there should be paperwork generated, like police reports, et cetera, with names. And I don't understand. Are we now having such a double standard that Hollywood has something like diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's nothing new there. And again, I got to see this up close and personal when I was working in the film industry, where the big name bankable stars, they would do some pretty atrocious things, and it would all be hushed up, and the victims bought off, and because the local newspapers and media are closely tied in with Hollywood, they want to be invited to the premieres, they want to hang out with the stars, they'll generally go along with it. Oh, we can't do this to tarnish this movie star's reputation, blah, 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 blah. But there have been cases where big stars have literally gotten away with murder because they were too big a moneymaker for their studios. And it is amazing, but it does, in fact, happen.
Well, just like everything else going on at the moment, if the public cannot see it, and, apparently it's supposed to touch other people rather than just Hollywood, then I guess it did not happen. So I've been hearing people report on it as though it's a wonderful thing, but if no one ever hears of it, then it didn't happen. Like, did the tree fall in the forest?
Yeah, well, that's the basic idea. Well, see, the people who are one degree of separation from what's going on, they know what happened. The reason for hushing it up in the media is to keep the entire nation from learning about it, because that entire nation represents the people who go to a movie theater and buy a ticket, or who go to the video store and buy the DVD, or who hit the button on a pay-per-view, or whatever. That's the revenue stream right there. And the public does have a tendency, when a star has been hit with a really icky scandal, they'll just turn away. And they don't care what the quality of the acting or quality of production is. And that's going to hurt the studio. It's going to hurt everybody involved in the production who's above the line and getting a percentage. They're getting their pay on the back end. They all suffer for that. And you know, it's a ripple effect, and it can hurt everybody, and that's why there is a culture of silence that's going on. But, you know, we do know what's going on. And it's kind of weird because here I am in Hawaii all these years later, and all these things I knew were going on are finally starting to surface on those tabloids. You know, I don't want to go into details or name names, but yeah, that stuff really was going on. And unless somebody goes to court and says the public has a right to know, the public who are parents has a right to know who these people are, I don't think we'll ever hear those household names that got arrested.
Well, number one, it's just terrible because it probably is the sort of thing that unless you're a pedophile, the American people would be up in arms about, and it would bring people together. And then one last thing, I know you probably don't want to hear a biblical reference, but it kind of goes down to, you know, God said, don't turn my house into a market, and then Jesus, you know, whipped the money lenders, and it's like America has turned into basically a market, and there's no soul left.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one. This constant lust for pieces of paper with colored ink has destroyed the very best characteristics of what it used to be an American. And again, I have nothing against being rich. I would love to be rich myself. But there has to be a balance. And the desire for wealth is certainly a nice ambition in life. The desire to excel at what you do, such as music or art, or any of the performing arts, for its own sake, is good as well. Wanting to be the producer of a quality product, just because you want to say, this is a quality product and I made it. There's a balance of these agendas in a healthy society. When the entire society is consumed with the idea of just making a fast buck as quick as they can, it's entirely out of balance. Or koyaanisqatsi, as the Native Americans would say.
Well, thank you for your time. And I just fear that what used to live in our hearts regarding America, even at the most basic level, the lowest person on the totem pole, which was something aspirational, that it's gone and that we're not going to get it back. That's my fear.
Well, that's a big part of it. And going along with that, of course, is this liberal viewpoint that you don't have to go on out and work to improve yourself, that if you just join a movement and yell and scream, you'll be assigned an elevated position in society, you know, for political correctness sake. And we're starting to see this unbridled attack on white people about how they should be banned from education and banned from corporate media. And you don't cure racism by racism in reverse. Anyway, Holly, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to pick up a phone call from Tom in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. Michelle's gone. Hey, listen, you want to see a good movie with Tom Selleck? Get the movie Folks. Like, here, these are my folks, F-O-L-K-S. You'll laugh your butt off.
Yeah, I saw that one, yes.
You seen that? Okay. Isn't that great? That's,
yes.
I mean, it's hilarious. Okay.
I like the guy. When he was playing Magnum P.I., I watched the show, yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad, you know, and you know, he's in good in some Westerns and stuff, but, you know, their personal life is none of my business. The thing about the virus is a lot of people, if you're still browsing the Internet as an administrator, reduce your level of authority on your computer to a limited before you go on the Internet, and that's the way it should be. That will stop 90% of these viruses. The thing about Google is, if you've noticed, when you do a Google search, you're searching for ABC, whatever, you'll see the first bunch of results come up, and you'll see a little green box that says ad, A-D.
Yes.
A majority of the time, those are viruses, just like you were talking about. They're paying to get in,
yep,
and get websites. Well, those ads are viruses.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I don't use Google much anymore, but that's good information to know.
Yeah, they're good. So, and then the military, I don't know if the gun is out yet, but they've invented a gun that they can use a laser finder and find out how far the enemy is who's hiding behind a building. They can laser the weapon, it will shoot the round, and the round will go 1 foot past the wall and explode and catch them from behind.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, they do have some pretty weird things out there. And I'll be honest, as a technology freak, I'm opposed to war, but sometimes they come up with some pretty cool toys. And other times they come up with some real losers like that F-35. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go. We're coming up to the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire, and I need to get some more news out here. We were talking about computers, and apparently hackers have used one of the leaked NSA tools to spread a worm around. And the bad news is it's very hard to detect. That's also the good news. It doesn't cause any damage. It's not ransomware. It's not going to steal your banking information. What it does, they use the NSA's double pulsar exploit to install a cryptocurrency miner on your computer. The only thing you'll notice is that your machine seems to run a little tiny bit slower, and then it sends the cryptocurrency back to the hackers. We'll be back after station identification.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you can see, the lovely Lady Claire joined us a little early on the show, and that was my fault. I wasn't paying enough attention to the clock, but Maybe I just wanted her in here so I could, like, touch her. You know,
that was very sweet.
Especially out of view of the camera. Okay. So what we're going to do here, let's do a couple more of the regular news stories, and then we'll pass it on over to Claire's talking points. So we're talking about cybersecurity, and apparently the WannaCry ransomware is still out there and actually infected 55 speed and red light cameras down in Australia. And this stuff is out of control here. WikiLeaks Vault 7 released two new programs called Brutal Kangaroo and Emotional Simian. And these are cyber tools to infect air-gapped computers using a USB thumb drive, and bears striking similarity to Stuxnet and how it operated. There's a new Android banking malware posing as a software update. And this one, though, is not on the official Google Play Store. It's being fed out there through website advertisements, and you have to go to a third-party site to get it. And the advice is don't. Now, as you know, Windows 10S has just been released by Microsoft. It is partnered with its new Surface computer, and both are receiving absolutely disastrous reviews out there. And one of the things, hang on a second. What do you need to do there?
I just need for this to work.
Hang on. It does work.
Okay, thank
you. Okay. So Microsoft is out there. They're trying to pitch and sell this thing, and said that no known ransomware will run on Windows 10S. And so this group of security experts, apparently on the debut of the Surface laptop, they went on out and got it. They installed all the patch updates and all the stuff that any good security-minded user would do. Then they turned it over to a hacking expert who took only 3 hours to figure out how to infect this machine with ransomware. One of us at a time. Okay, here we go. So that's out there. There is a flaw in Microsoft Patch Guard that will allow hackers to plant rootkits on Windows 10 boxes, 64-bit versions. It's amazing. We're in this mess because these companies are allowed to put out software that is less than perfect. They're indemnified against lawsuits from all the people who lose stuff. You probably remember I was having some computer difficulties yesterday. That was because I was trying to update the machine that I use to run Skype to RBN, and that includes a little miniature USB touchscreen that sits right here where I can see it, so I know I've got callers. And when I went to test it on two different Windows 7 machines, it hosed them. And it took me all day to get these machines running again. And on my desktop, the arrow interface is now broken. And I can't figure out a way to fix it. And it's just a pain in the neck. All right, we're going to take a station break. Then we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.